Mum, Amy said, is everything okay?
Everything's fine. But it was not Flora. It was the low, creeping voice of Lillian Grimes.
Amy felt her blood turn cold as Lillian's words crawled down the phone line.
It's so nice to hear you call me Mum again.
Amy sighed, closing her office door before plopping heavily into her seat.
Have they found what's left of Barbara yet?
You'll be a real hero now,
won't you? Kind of twisted, really, given who you are.
If she were talking to anyone else, Amy would reply that her DCI would be the hero in this affair, not her. Praise held no value to Amy, and Lillian was merely using the situation to twist the knife.
Not so fast, Lillian said, a smile carrying on her voice. There are certain conditions to be met. The sooner you meet them, the sooner you will find your second collection of bones.
Her name is Viv.
Oh, I remember her name, Lillian said. I remember lots of things. Are you remembering, Amy? Remembering what really happened to bring me here?
Amy's knuckles tightened as they clenched the phone, every muscle in her body tense. I don't have time to talk, and I dare say your time is limited, so tell me what you want, or we'll have to leave it there.
For a few seconds, Lillian's heavy breathing ruffled the line. I'm not asking for much.
You want another visit in exchange for telling me where Viv and Wendy are buried?
You really must stop interrupting,
Lillian admonished. I thought I'd reared you better than that.
My next condition is for a different type of reunion.